This is an Aero News Touch and Go for November 13, 2007. I'm Paul Plagg. It looks as if Airbus has regained the sales lead for 2007. On Monday, the European plane maker announced a slew of orders, including two new orders and memoranda of understanding for the A320 family and the newly resurgent A350XWB. DAE Capital, the leasing and financing division of Dubai Aerospace Enterprise, signed an MOU to buy 70 A320s and 30 A350s. The company says it aims to become a leading lessor based in the Middle East. The announcement comes on the heels of Sunday's order for 120 new Airbus planes from Emirates. Tom Enders, Airbus president and CEO, called the DAE order a tremendous endorsement of his company's aircraft. Enders told Reuters the plane maker has now received 1,122 gross orders for 2007. The two blockbuster announcements from Airbus at the Dubai Air Show are overshadowing a good but less conspicuous showing from Boeing. The U.S. plane maker announced on Sunday an order from Qatar Airways for 30 new 787 Dreamliners and 5 777 freighters, with a total value of $6.1 billion at list prices. Bloomberg reports the airline also optioned 30 more 787s at the show. Bloomberg says Qatar Airways plans to double the size of its fleet by 2015 to 110 aircraft. If there was any doubt that aviation is on a growth spurt in the Middle East, Cessna laid that to rest with its announcements from Dubai. Cessna says it has sold 25 planes, ranging from 162 Skycatchers to a Citation 10, to Wallen Aviation, based in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. The deal is valued at a total of $110 million. In a second deal announced on Sunday, BizJet charter operator Smart Aviation placed an order for 5 Citation Sovereign aircraft worth more than $80 million. The aircraft will be delivered through 2009. Also at Dubai, Cessna reports its longtime African distributor, Africare Incorporated, and Ethiopian Airlines have ordered 10 new turbodiesel Skyhawk 172 TDs. The airline lauded the more economical power plant and Garmin glass panel in announcing its decision. Hawker Beechcraft announced from Dubai Sunday that it has received certification for the Beechcraft King Air 350ER. The ER provides extended range through the addition of nacelle fuel tanks, along with an increase in gross weight from 15,000 pounds to 16.5, and it incorporates heavyweight landing gear. The company says the enhancements over the straight King Air 350 provide the 350ER with over 8 hours of endurance and the flexibility to loiter low and slow, or cruise at 300 knots at 35,000 feet with a maximum range of 2,570 nautical miles. Taking off at gross weight with full fuel and full payload, the 350ER can fly out 100 nautical miles, perform a low-altitude surveillance mission for 7 hours 20 minutes, fly back 100 miles, and still land with over 45 minutes of fuel on board. That performance is unmatched by any other aircraft in its class, according to Hawker Beechcraft. The price is about $6.8 million with typical equipment. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. NTSB blames a pilot and a controller in a 2005 fatal accident. Boeing sends heavyweight help to a struggling Dreamliner supplier. And investigators find clues to what took down a Piper Aero in Utah. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, ANN's Jim Campbell talks with Doug Clark, president of the Diamond Aviators Association. And if you haven't done so yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.